guys. What's up? Now, I've been thinking about Nick Fuentes. I thought about how with America First and how, you know, those girls were basically disrespecting themselves when it came to kissing that dude. After all the things that he has said. All right. But let's get into it. We're going to find out about Nick Fuentes and his relationship with Catboy. Let's get into it. Fair use.
Just hanging out with an eccentric straight friend. Yeah, here we go. You guys are reading too much into it and or are homophobes. Shame on you all. Well, there's nothing wrong with being homophobic, but the first part is definitely true.
You remind me of an ex.
Look who he's hanging out with. And those girls kissed him. Look who he's hanging out with. Australian dude wearing ribbons in his head. Pink ribbons, that is. Calling himself Catboy. You'll see what else.
Will says, how do you reconcile promoting catboys with what St. Paul says? Effeminate men go to hell and God forbidding cross-dressing. I don't think I've ever promoted anybody. I think I hung out with a friend of mine, but I don't think I've ever promoted anything. Lucas says, debate Vaush. I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about doing it. I saw that he did extend an invitation to me. The only problem is, generally speaking, I don't debate fat people. I generally don't really like to hang out with homosexuals.
You see what that dude's doing? You see what he's doing?
Really a worst optics, you know, you just don't get it.
It's like, you know, imagine anime lollies, let's not.
You know, you just don't get it. Racist incel says, do you think America's two-party system restricts our ideas from becoming mainstream? Perhaps. You know, I don't really like to think about, whenever people say two-party system, my eyes sort of glaze over because it's just like sort of a useless conversation. You know what I mean? What if America had a multi-party democracy? Probably everything would be different. You know, I don't know what to tell you.
You see all the what's put up there, right? Okay, let's rewind that. Okay.
Really a worst optics, you know, you just don't get it.
It's like, you know, imagine anime lollies, let's not.
You just don't get it.
Incels rise up, thought crime. Heated. What else?
Racist incel says, do you think America's two-party system restricts our ideas from becoming mainstream? Perhaps. You know, I don't really like to think about whenever people say two-party system, my eyes sort of glaze over because it's just like sort of a useless conversation. You know what I mean? What if America had a multi-party democracy? Probably everything would be different. You know, I don't know what to tell you, right? You could say that you could look at other countries where they have multiple parties, but I would say that in like the United Kingdom, does the multi-party system really allow like our ideas to flourish? America First Jews says, welcome back, King. Sorry about the cringe. Fags on the timeline. True Knickers are ride or die, and we still got your back. Hope you enjoyed your vacation. Well, thanks a lot, big guy. Yeah, I mean, look, you just got to trust the plan. I'm waiting for, look, I'll go off on the Catboy thing in a moment. I'm waiting for a good super chat. I'm waiting for a well-formed question before I launch into it in full. Helios says, I've got an half Asian GF. Is it still cringe or no? Yeah, it's kind of cringe, dude.
I should have brought the collar as well. Would have that been too gay for you?
Collar. Let's rewind that part.
I'm waiting for, look, I'll go off on the Catboy thing in a moment. I'm waiting for a good super chat. I'm waiting for a well-formed question before I launch into it in full. Helios Says, I've got an half Asian GF. Is it still cringe or no? Yeah, it's kind of cringe, dude.
Oh, fuck. I should have brought the collar as well. Would that have been too gay for you?
That would have been a little excessive.
You hear what he said? Should have brought the collar.
So I said indirect kiss mode.
What?
So I said indirect kiss mode. It's like, no, that's what I'm trying to avoid.
What are you talking about?
With the straws.
Oh, yeah. Indirectly kissing. Yeah.
Lord.
This is the person that Pearly thinks led on her show. That she knew who Nick Fuentes was. I wonder if she knew about this.
Yeetus says, how does anal sex with cat boys win the culture war? It doesn't, but that hasn't happened, so.
And this guy's like riding my ass.
Wait, do we have the exact same eye color?
What color are your eyes?
They're like bluish gray or like green or some shit. And then there's like a gold ring around.
I have the gold ring, but
I'm pretty sure our eyes are exactly the same.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Thomas says, God is going to punish you for promoting neocon Middle Eastern policy. Here we go. And associating with cross-dressing degenerates. Okay, well, thank you for the money. But I'm waiting. You know, I want to look. We have to address the catboy thing at some point tonight. Everybody's so concerned about it. I was waiting for a good question about it, but I might as well address it. You know, I did a stream with Lolly Socks. He's now known as Catboy Cammy. He changed his name. I advised him to change his name. Because, you know, Lolly Socks, not great optics. Frankly, I didn't necessarily, like, I didn't put my stamp of approval on Catboy Cammy. I was like, it's not really, I mean, it's a little, Lolly Socks, it's hard to be worse than that. But, you know, is that really better, Catboy Cammy? In any case, this guy, if you don't know who he is, he's been on the Weekly Sweat. I did a stream with him, like, last month. He was a DLive streamer. He would stream 24/7 on DLive. And he would do these, like, Filthy Frank-style lifestyle streams. He was on 24/7. So he had his wall papered over with, like, anime posters. He would go out to anime conventions and other things wearing anime dresses. And he would do IRL, like, lifestyle content. You know, I don't approve of everything anybody I've ever hung out with has ever done, obviously, right?
Just saying, he went out with this dude.
You let it slip, right? But, so, you know, talk about letting things slip. It's things like that that slip, not other things. So he was watching a certain six-hour documentary. I'm just going to pretend that didn't happen. He was watching a certain six-hour documentary. He was red-pilling people on HBD, all kinds of things. And I'm like, okay, this guy's, like, based in red-pilled. And I put in a couple of chats on DLive, and I said, like,
since when did Red Pill allow people like that? But this is who people like. They like Nick Fuentes, and they forgot about this. I wonder if Myron knows about this. Who knows? He probably does. You know? You let him on your show, and plus Myron has been caught in many compromising situations. You know, pumping a dude in the rear. There's photos of Myron doing that. Pumping a dude in the rear.
Like, you know, what's the deal with, like, the anime costumes? What's the deal with, like, other things that you're doing? And he said, well, you know, you see, the point of the anime stuff, the point of the getup is because it's funny or it gets attention. It's disarming, you know, and people are not as reactive to certain things if you're wearing a costume. You know, that was the gist of it.
That was funny? How is that funny, a grown man in a cat suit and in BDSM gear? How is that funny?
I was like, oh, okay. Because at first, I had the same reaction. I'm like, here's this guy who's doing weird things. What's the deal with that? You know, how are you based in Red Pill, but you're doing weird things? And he explained it to me.
It's like, you know, imagine... lollies, anime lollies, let's not...
I could turn back time when I still felt alive. Play in the sunshine instead of watching TV inside my head.
Yo!
Yo!
This is what who Nick Fuentes hanged out with. Whoa. Whoa. Just remember, Just Pearly Things had Nick Fuentes on. who hung out with a guy like this, Catboy Cammy.
I could turn back the time.
Supposed to be a subtle red pill.
But as soon as I slide, I get a knife in the back. So I don't want to run.
Oh, that's a lot better.
Dude made a freaking symbol, a pedo symbol. This who he hang out with.
You know, you just don't get it. And he came out to the United States to do IRL streams. And we did a stream together like last month, okay? This was 4 weeks ago. And people made a big deal out of it at the time. We did a 10-hour lifestyle stream. We like got lunch. We went to an arcade. We did a few things, you know. And at the time, it was like a little controversial because this was fresh off the Milo thing. Everybody was up in arms about the Milo thing. Oh, he's on the Milo show. And then the Lolly Sox thing happened. And oh, everybody gave me our time about that. But then it blew over. You know, then everyone like got over it. Whatever. It was a stream. Not a big deal. And then, much more recently, this Vouch guy found it, I guess. He found it, because this is like a four-week-old stream, and everybody saw it, everybody got over it. And then this guy, Vouch, found it, and he made a video, or then he just started lying about what happened. He said that I flew this guy out to the United States, which is not true. He said, I put him up at hotel, which is not true. He said that all kinds of other things. He said this guy's a sex worker, which is not true. He said that this streamer is gay, which is not true. You know, the streamer in question, Lolly Sox, Catboy Cammy, is not a homosexual. You know, that's just not true. So if anybody can find any evidence to the contrary on any of these points, feel free to share it.
You remind me of an ex of mine whenever we went out.
Our Traps gay. Yeah, Traps are gay. I've always maintained Traps are gay. Of course, you have sex with a man, it's gay. There's no getting around that. Now that said, look, but, you know, for the most part, it's been a lot of lies, exaggeration, misinterpretation by bad faith actors, by people that are willfully lying. The Vouch guy who made the video where a lot of that has originated is a far left Marxist pedophile. He is homosexual himself. He's obese. He has said that he's in favor of violence against right-wing people. He says, I'm like the most influential neo-Nazi in the Western Hemisphere. And he made a video gloating and lying about this stream. And people are like taking all that at face value and saying, Nick, care to explain this? Care to explain this? So, I don't know. I think I've addressed most of the contentions there. But it's really not. You know, when people say, Nick, I trust the plan. But don't say you trust the plan, but you must trust the plan. If we can't survive things like this, it's never going to work. E.T. says, chipping in, or that's E.J.T., chipping in for some conversion therapy in case you feel it's needed. Oh, thanks a lot. Let's see. Right, and people want to make, oh, but this is a big deal. This is why you have to trust the plan. Don't believe everything you hear and see on the internet. So that's my clarification. The guy's totally based in red pill. He's not gay. I'm not gay. You know, nothing happened. People watched the stream and, you know, a stream where we like play arcade games, and Vouch is like, well, look, in this picture, Nick looks at him and they're laughing. Oh, yeah. Well, he goes, well, I guess that's a date then. Look, they're laughing at each other the whole time. Oh, yeah. A couple of guys hanging out.
You know the reason why that's this idea that's been brought into the zeitgeist, right? To stop men from making relationships because we're dangerous when we're together.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, you give your friend a hug, oh, gay.
Yeah,
oh,
you go out. Your friend on the lip.
Oh, gay. Oh, you have a shower with your friend, gay. They're afraid of us reverting back to traditionalism.
That's traditionalism? Really?
And they don't want us to return to tradition.
Return to the Greco-Roman natural order of
things. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Greco-Roman natural order of things. You heard that. What happened? What was the customs in Greco-Roman era? I'll let you guys figure it out.
Well, it must be a date, right? But let's see. So that's the some people are confused. I posted about this on Twitter. I'm probably blowing it way out of proportion, but a very dedicated and persistent group of people who I imagine are not good faith actors been pushing this hard on social media. But it is important to clarify for the record. It's important to clarify for the record if there are people that do support me that are confused or whatever. It's important to correct the record, make sure everybody's on board. I would not be promoting somebody who is a homosexual. He is not a homosexual. You know, you could ask him. You could go to his Twitter timeline. Anybody who watches his streams know this too, by the way. You know, we've been hanging out for the past couple of weeks, and it's like this guy's like a Chad. He slays femoids, you know? So it's not like what people are portraying it to be, so.
It's like, you know, imagine.
Lollies, anime lollies, let's not.
Jim says, imagine pagans and atheists lecturing us about sexual morality. Yeah, right. Well, a lot of the bat people are like, oh, see? It's literally all gay people are now turning around and saying, you called us gay, but now we're calling you gay. Okay, fag, like, still not gay, and you're still going to hell. But that's literally Vaush, the BAP crew, all these guys. They're all the people peddling this are gay themselves. They're saying, Nick called us fags, and turns out nothing. Turns out you're still going to hell, and I'm still based. And Lolly socks to Chad, who Fs girls, and you're still going to hell, so.
Yes, a man and his cat boy. What's not to love? Romantic night walk. Full moon, streetlights. The cat boy leans in Ferkis sand.
What does it say?
Something about cat boys leaning in for a kiss.
Ah. Cat boy kiss moment? Platonic cat boy kiss moment? Look, if it's platonic, what's even the big deal?
You were complaining about gay rumors the other day. It's your own fault,
honestly,
mate.
But honestly, it's like, political correctness is just so out of control these days. You can't joke about anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Minnesota Groiper says the whole Lolly Sox Catboy controversy is a bread tube psyop that seems to have fooled some people supposedly in the movement. This is a classic Marxist subversion tactic designed to divide us. Yeah, I think that's totally legitimate. And it's not going to work. It's not going to work because I'm smarter than they are.
You remind me of an ex of mine. Whenever we went out, supposed to be a subtle red pill.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you give your friend a hug. Oh, gay.
Yeah.
Oh,
you go out. Your friend on the lip.
Oh, gay. Super says, please address the catboy question. I did that. Catboys are based. Always have been. I love that this was the thing that they decided to go after me about. I've joked about like gamer girl pee. I've joked about like all kinds of weird things. A lot of weird tummy, like a lot of weird things on the show, other things, and nobody gets on my case, but you do 1,000 episodes of America First, and nobody says you're a podcaster. You hang out with one catboy, and all of a sudden...
Do not ignore me. Nick Flint has belly mode now.
No, I'm not showing you my belly. My belly's not even, it's not even like a cute tummy, it's like a hairy belly. Belly check. Yeah, when you start eating, look, I'm not like gonna get fat anytime soon. It's just all the good metabolism, but I do get a little bit of a belly. Nah, because of all the fast food I eat. I love women. Do you believe me? Who's the other twink? Milo's not a twink. Milo's 34
years old. I'm bigger than Nick and Milo.
Yeah, but you are kind of twinkish. Let's get real.
What the fuck? How?
Like, you're what? Young. And
but I'm not lanky.
Relatively
not
hairless.
Yeah, but I'm not thin. I'm muscular.
Well,
it's
yeah.
I'm not a twink.
But you're not like a bodybuilder. I mean, I'm not trying to throw shade your way, but I'm saying like, I don't know. You really don't see it? Matt says, Nick, you can't call out Kirk for promoting based fags. You do the exact same thing with Milo and Lolly socks. But that's literally not what's happening. You know, Charlie Kirk goes on a college tour. And he says, there's nothing wrong with being a gay conservative. Charlie Kirk says that. He has people on stage that say that. You go to his booth at Turning Point USA, and they've got stickers that have an AR-15 and a rainbow flag. Okay, they're actively promoting homosexuality and normalizing it. That is contrasted with me, where I went on Milo's stream and said to his face, you know, being gay is degenerate, and I don't believe in that. Go.
But you're doing the same thing. I don't get that. No.
Going on his platform, not inviting him onto mine. In the case of Lolly Sox, you know, he's not even a homosexual. So I've heard a lot of people making that argument. You're no better than Charlie Kirk. Oh, yeah, except it's completely different. And I heard all that during the Milo thing. You need to reflect on why you're a
Nick, you're hanging out with a pedophile. That's who you're hanging out with. You're hanging out with a freaking pedophile. That's who you're hanging out with, Nick. Please share this. Just share this. Because I'm sharing the crap out of this.
Fucking retard, okay? And why all that's like, doesn't even make any sense. It's a non sequitur. Henry Yeats with a big super chat. Thanks a lot. He says, a lot of new people. Listen, 2 or 3 years ago, we all decided here at Nicker Nation that message.
This is going on my Rumble and this is going on my Spotify.
The massages from Catboys is not and never will be gay. Trust the plan. Okay, you know, and, you know, I think we should say it's important to clarify that that's not the official, it's not the unironic position, but it is true. Trust the plan. Glass half empty says there's video evidence of your Chad friend sucking a black dildo on pole. LOL, bruh, maybe you didn't know. Well, you know, like, if we want to get technical, he wasn't sucking on it. He had a straw coming out of it, which, you know, I don't avow dildos, okay? I don't avow everything he's ever done, but if we want to get into the weeds and get technical about it, in fairness, I did ask him about it months and months ago, and he said, oh no, this is a prop, this is to be funny. So, you know, when people say sucking on, I don't want to, it sounds very degenerate. You know, when you get into the weeds of it, it's like, this is a family show. But, you know, look, we want to go there, let's go there. When people say sucking on, they're implying that he's like fellating it, that it's like performing fellatio on it, which is not what's happening, okay? And I know that's not, don't get me wrong, that's not like a, that doesn't make it much better, but it is different. You do understand that it is different, right? It's not better, but, you know, using it as a prop, as a straw, and, you know, it's being a prop, but it's a joke, that is different than doing, like, a sexual camboy thing. Do you know what I'm getting at here? So, don't get me wrong. I've told him straight up on many occasions, like, that's gay and retarded and cringe, and he shouldn't do that. But, you know, it went from, what, Nick is dating him to Nick is associating with the guy who one time took a lewd picture. Like, do you understand how the goalposts have shifted then? It's like Vaush was claiming that he was a sex worker who I flew out here to have sex with, presumably. Well, that's all lies. So now the goalposts have shifted to, oh, well, you are aware that you hung out with somebody who posted a lewd picture one time. Oh, okay, well, lock me up, right? Arrest me. I know that is really a big deal. I hung out with a guy who took a picture. You know, I know it's a regrettable picture, but, I mean, let's get real. Let's have a sense of proportion about these things. So, and you can ask him about that. I'm not trying to defend believe me, the anime thing, obviously not my thing. I don't get into anime much on this show or anywhere else, really, but, you know, let's be real. But I'm still disavowing it. I'm just saying we just have to have a little nuance, all right?
Oh, nuance. The man's hanging out with a dude who sucks on black dildos. Look at this. And this is who Fresh and Fit, he associates with himself. This is the person that Nick Fuentes associates with, and this is who Fresh and Fit had on their show. Ladies and gentlemen, good night. I will be putting this on my Rumble. You can check me out on Rumble. Radical Thoughts 791 and Spotify Hard Talk Radio Live in 4K. I'm out.